Chesapeake by James A. Michener. Copyright 1978 by Random House Incorporated. This recording of the full-length reading of Chesapeake was published by arrangement with Mar J. Productions Incorporated and was produced in 1993 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. Voyage 1, 1583. For some time now, they had been suspicious of him. Spies had monitored his movements, reporting to the priests, and then the tribal councils, his advice against going to war with those beyond the bend, had been ignored. Even more predictive, the family of the girl he had chosen to replace his dead wife had refused to accept the 3 lengths of Roanoke he had offered as her purchase price. Reluctantly, he was coming to the conclusion that he must leave this tribe, which had done everything but outlaw him publicly. As a child, he had watched what happened to men declared outcasts, and he had no desire to experience what they had suffered, the isolation, the scorn, the bitter loneliness. So now, as he fished along the great river, or hunted in the meadows, or merely sat in contemplation, always alone, he felt he must go. But how? And where? The trouble had started that day when he voiced his apprehension over a raid proposed by the High Chief. For more than a year now,